News notes. First of all, devices for the handicapped. Undergraduate engineering students under the direction of faculty members of the University of Washington in Seattle have developed a number of devices helpful to physically handicapped patients. Included among their successful designs are a counterbalanced wheelchair that climbs curbs and an ingenious page turner for persons without arms. The page-turning MicroFic consists of a light relay method of shifting a microfilm board on a projection screen. The device is activated by a small light strapped to a patient's glasses or head. Another class project is a reclining wheelchair that aids in better blood circulation. It won last year's National Student Design Award from the American Society of Mechanical Engineers. The device, designed by Ed Strand, permits quadriplegics employed in certain types of endeavor to continue work without having to take time off to lie down. Dr. Gordon Kirkpatrick, research instructor in the Department of Orthopedics in the University School of Medicine, praises the enthusiasm of the undergraduates for their work. They like the challenge of building real things, not paper shuffling and cardboard models, he reports. They are extremely enthusiastic about seeing a human application for their engineering training. They like the idea that they directly affect patient care. The next news note concerns soul and body. Some time ago, a cartoon appeared in a national magazine showing a very little boy attempting to lead a huge St. Bernard dog on a leash. The dog was perversely protesting and insisted upon trying to drag the boy off in the opposite direction. The lad suddenly braced his feet, turned upon the dog, and angrily exclaimed, "Here now, let's get this straight. You are my dog. I'm not your boy." Some such sacred stubbornness as the boy showed is needed by all of us. We are often hauled off in a direction we should not go by powers unworthy to be our leaders. Some of these leaders are in politics, some in education, some in religion, and some in entertainment, but most often they are inside us. The beasts that tug us away from our best course are our selfish, vagrant wishes, untamed moods, primal passions, fears, hostilities, and all those other inner refusals to be what we ought to be and to do what is best. We need the perspective of the lad with the dog so that the soul will say to every other aspect of our nature, "Now let's get this straight. You belong to me, and not I to you." And did you know that airplane pilots suffer greater hearing loss than do people in general? The noise levels in the cockpit damage the sensitive ear. Benjamin Franklin, considered by some to be the most versatile and creative of the founding fathers, was plagued during the last 30 years of his life by gout and a painful bladder stone, probably a uric acid stone. If it had been possible to test Franklin's blood for its uric acid content, it most certainly would have been high. Gouty arthritis is a complication of hyperuricemia, elevated uric acid in the blood. The high level of uric acid in the blood reflects an excess of this substance in the body. It seems that patients with gout overproduce uric acid and fail to properly eliminate it through the kidneys. During one of his acute attacks of gout, Franklin matched wit with pain and wrote a humorous dialogue between himself and Madame Gout. When he asked her what he had done to deserve his cruel sufferings, she replied, "Many things. You ate and drank too freely, and you have indulged those legs of yours in their indolence." Franklin ends by promising to live more temperately and to exercise daily. Madame Gout flounces off, saying, "I know you too well. You promise fair. But after a few months you will return to your old habits. Your promises will be forgotten like the form of last year's clouds." Today, gout is the most treatable of the rheumatic diseases. Acute attacks of joint pain due to gout are rare, or should be. Medications such as allopurinol decrease the excessive production of uric acid and others, like fobenine acid, promote loss of uric acid via the kidneys. Moderate restriction of purine-containing foods and abstinence from alcohol are recommended. The judicious use of specific medicines under the guidance of the physician, combined with a healthful lifestyle, should eliminate at least the disabling assaults of Madame Gout. Here's a little poem by Corinne Adria Barreto. I cut the grass and shovel snow, with fondest hopes the pounds will go. But though I work and jog and swim in dogged effort to get slim, the exercise that sheds my weight is shoveling less upon my plate. Lifesaver Fire Starter. Used, tested, and proved by the United States Armed Forces since 1967, the Lifesaver Fire Starter is intended for both indoor and outdoor use. It is handy for lighting campfires, fireplaces, and indoor and outdoor gas appliances, especially helpful for hard-to-reach and heat pilot lights and lantern mantles. Leak-proof, waterproof, and corrosion-proof, the fire starter will burn continuously in emergency situations for approximately 9 hours with a 1 1/2-inch flame height. And this can be procured from Lifesaver Products Incorporated, 32405 Lake Pleasant Drive, Westlake Village, California, 91361. On traffic accidents. More Americans lost their lives in traffic accidents in 1 year in the United States than in 12 years of combat in Vietnam. Another tragic fact is that 7,000 of these annual deaths are innocent children under the age of 15 who are unprotected passengers in motor vehicles. Many parents do not realize that most car seats are not adequate protection and that mother's lap is especially dangerous while riding. There are two pamphlets that explain how effective protection can be obtained in seconds. Stop Risking Your Child's Life is one of the pamphlets, and it may be purchased by sending 25 cents and a self-addressed envelope to Physicians for Automotive Safety, 50 Union Avenue, Irvington, New Jersey, 07111. Another Automobile Safety Belt Fact Book may be ordered by sending 25 cents to Superintendent of Documents, U.S. Government Printing Office, Washington, D.C., 20402. Ask for stock number 5003-0068. It devotes 35 pages to proving the protection and safety advantages provided by seat belts. Four persons develop symptoms of paralytic shellfish poisoning. One, seriously, after eating steamed mussels gathered on a New Hampshire beach. Fortunately, all recovered after treatment. The poisoning resulted from eating shellfish that had eaten large numbers of a toxic species of small marine plants. Dinoflagellates, containing a nerve poison. These microscopic-sized plants multiply excessively at certain times of the year and often turn the ocean waters a deep amber, hence the name red tide. Shellfish harvesting is halted at such times. However, the mussels causing this episode were harvested during such a time. Here's something on nutrition labeling. If you want to know which foods simply taste good and those that are good for you, you'll soon be able to decide for yourself. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's new regulation requires food manufacturers to indicate the nutritional content of the food. so you'll soon be getting a liberal education from the labels on cans and packages at your grocer's. If your favorite food label mentions that it's high in proteins, vitamins, or minerals, there must also appear on the label a clear analysis of the exact percentage of each and the recommended daily allowance, RDA, of all listed nutrients. Manufacturers are not permitted to declare that their products are adequate or effective in the prevention, cure, or treatment of any disease or symptom. Should a label state that vitamins or minerals have been added, the exact amount must be given in each serving, and should the amount be 150% or more than the RDA, the food will be classified as a drug and be subject to drug rather than food regulations. Of course, as may be expected, the cost of such food analysis and labeling must be shared by the manufacturer and consumer. Therefore, you must anticipate the price of your food to go up accordingly. Something about mushrooms causing botulism. Two elderly Rhode Island sisters, ages 78 and 79, developed symptoms of botulism 2 days after eating some home marinated and canned mushrooms. The mushrooms were soaked for 24 hours in an oil, vinegar, and seasoning marinade, boiled in this liquid for 15 minutes, and hot packed into pressurized glass jars with vacuum sealed lids. Marijuana findings. Allowing 28 healthy young men to smoke as much marijuana as they wished for 72 days produced more than a lengthy high. 10 weeks of unlimited pot also produced significant pulmonary impairment in research described by Donald P. Tashkin, M.D., Los Angeles, at the International Conference on Lung Diseases at Montreal. Dr. Tashkin's investigation indicated long-term use of marijuana causes mild but significant airway narrowing. Bored with life, depressed, need some satisfaction? Think on these things. Things That Satisfy by Martha J. Beckman. 1. Parking on another guy's nickel. 2. Finished cutting the lawn just before it rains. 3. Having something you planted show signs of life or be ready for harvest. 4. A good newsy letter from a friend. 5. Having your new son look like you. 6. Graduating. 7. Being right. 8. Getting a raise no one else got when you didn't even ask for it. 9. Tired, happy muscles after hard work. 10. A brook rippling. A sleepy bird song at dusk. A hummingbird hovering over an apple blossom. A red maple leaf glistening wet. 11. Having your daughter say, "I love you," for no reason you can think of. 12. Having company or family rave over a meal you cooked, sincerely. 13. The meeting is adjourned. 14. Burning the mortgage. 15. Having a child turn 21 and you're sure he's okay. 16. Money you didn't expect in the mail. Sluggish in the upstairs at times, tune up your brain. Doubtless you're driving yourself too far for too long in too high gear. These speed-ups sneak up on you. Try giving 15 minutes morning and afternoon to thinking about something completely away from it all. That trip to Mayon Ruins that you plan to take someday. That avocation that may turn into your retirement career. That course you took in college and vowed that someday, when you had time, you'd pursue it further. Or mark off a time for a pure pleasure. A remembrance, a beautiful spot. What are you carrying in your head that you could offload by writing it down and filing it away? You won't lose it. It's there when you need it. But you can rest the machinery by not carting it around from day to day in the meantime. Problems in a pig pile? Fish one out. Deal with it. Then fish out the next one. Are there outside pressures? Many of us carry the whole house to work and the whole office home with us. If the plumbing is pressing, take a half day. Straighten out the home scene, then come to work, free to work. Above all, don't skip rests, work breaks, vacations. They're built into the system because they're needed.
And so until the March issue, we wish you life and health.